Cozy TV.
On my daily 8-mile run, that's 14 kilometers for you folks in Australia, Canada, and Europe, and I saw a guy on a scooter, and on the back of his scooter he had a sign that said, Jesus saves. I told myself, don't chase the guy. Just let him live in peace. Let him practice his hypocrisies unaccosted. And yet, I just couldn't help myself. I'm gonna ask him questions, and I'm gonna keep a count of how many times he denies Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Says it right there on the back of his wheelchair. Don't tell me another hypocritical Christian in the world. Don't tell me. I suspect he's a hypocritical Christian, but I can't be sure, right? I should give him the benefit of the doubt. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and find out if he really believes Jesus saves. I got a question for you, sir.
Whoop.
I have a website that reaches a lot of people.
Yeah.
So maybe something you say can help people. So I noticed you got Jesus saves on the back. And then what's this track you're handing out?
Yeah, here, you can take one with you.
Passport to heaven. So how does this track get me to heaven?
Well,
that's what I need to know.
Because the very first thing we have to understand about ourselves is that God loves us very much. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Number one.
Yes.
But he's also a just God.
Yes.
And we're sinners.
Yes.
And as sinners, we can't get into heaven.
Okay.
Because he's just. He can't allow sin in his presence. So he loves us, but he hates our sin.
But, yeah.
So the idea is, what do we do about that? Well, the Bible tells us, as it says in that track.
But my question is, didn't God do something about it? I mean, he hates sin so much. Didn't he send his son to take away sin?
That's right.
Did it work?
Of course.
Then why aren't I...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Did it work?
Did it work? So yeah, why is my sin still standing in the way of my salvation is my question. That's a serious question.
It is, and it's an excellent question. Okay, God has given us free will.
Do you have evidence of that in the scriptures?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's all throughout the Bible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Choose this day whom you will serve. It's free will. It's up to you, man.
But Romans 11:32 says God locks up all together in stubbornness. And Romans 9 says he's the potter. He makes vessels of dishonor. So
that's right.
It's hard to see freedom there.
Well, you know, I can see.
I just want people to see us talking together.
Yeah, and I can see that you've got some good knowledge.
There we go.
I can see that.
Well, I'm just really curious as to, like, why I can't get to heaven just on the basis of Jesus' sacrifice.
Because
here's
the answer. In Epistle of Peter, he said, he himself bore our sins
yes.
on the cross.
Yes.
Why? So that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
And then Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ.
That's
so
right.
I'm dead to sin. So what's keeping me from his presence if not sin?
Ask Jesus to come into your life and set you free.
But he already set me free. I do believe
well,
in Jesus. But
then you wouldn't ask that question.
Well, I just am curious about
okay.
how you believe this is the passport to heaven.
Yes, that's just one of thousands.
Rather than Jesus. I mean, if I was handing out something, I would
this
say...
This is Jesus.
I would say Jesus has already saved you. That's what I would say.
This is Jesus.
Okay.
Because what it says there is all about him, not about us, okay?
I like that. It's all
yeah.
about him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you...
So what's my contribution then? Am I saved without a contribution on my part?
What do you mean by contribution?
Like, what do... If I have to do something to be saved, that makes me doubt your assertion that Jesus Christ took care of my sin.
Great question. Here's the answer.
Yes.
There's two religions in this world.
Okay.
Do and don't. The do religion say, do this, do this, do this, do this, go here, go there, eat this, don't eat that. Rules.
That's the church, basically.
That's the don't religion. The do religion says, do what Jesus said to do. Trust in him.
Is that the law of Moses?
He said trust in him.
But he said to do the law of Moses.
The law can't...
Obey my commands.
Yeah, but that doesn't save anybody. All the law does is show you that we're sinners.
But which commands...
Thou shalt not.
Right.
He's telling us, that's God telling us, don't sin.
But which commands of Jesus then do I have to follow if it's not the law? I mean, you said I have to follow what Jesus said. What? Which part of that? If it's not the law, what do I have to...
Grace.
Follow.
Grace.
But grace saves me in spite of myself, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure you really believe you're saved.
I do. I know for 100% sure I'm saved, but it's not based on my decision. It's based on the cross.
Right. That's right.
But apparently what happens to people in your mind who don't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior?
Well, he tells us the Son of the Man came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in the Son mm-hmm. is not condemned, but he who does not believe in the Son of God stands condemned already.
Is this your
unbelief?
Is this your last chance to believe in this life? What happens after this life? What happens if somebody died, like this guy coming up here? We don't know him. What if he dies an unbeliever? He's going to hell.
That's right.
Is it hot?
Sure is.
But
you know what?
Did Jesus die?
That's not the worst part of hell.
It's not.
You know what the worst part of hell is?
Not the temperature.
It's forever.
That's forever. What happened to Jesus Christ dying for the sins of the world?
That's right.
But
he died for them. He died for them so that we would die to them. That's the verse I just told you. Die to sin, live to righteousness. There's your answer right there.
So do I have to stop sinning? That's a serious question.
You better stop sinning.
I have to stop sinning?
You better.
Why? But Jesus Christ died for my sins.
No.
So I can commit 100 sins
no.
today.
He died for them so that you would die to them.
So,
see the difference?
Yeah, no, I don't see the difference.
I'm
dead to them by not worrying about them anymore.
Well,
I don't worry about them anymore because Jesus Christ took care of them.
No,
now you're
he
telling
didn't.
Me. There's, he didn't take care of them.
All right. The Bible says, repent. And be converted,
okay.
that your sins may be taken away. Have you repented?
I'm justified.
Wait a minute. Are you? Have you repented?
Not it, the way you're expecting me to.
There's
say
only
it.
One. There's only one meaning of it. You know what repent
means? It
means
to change your mind.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
About what?
I changed my mind about the Christian religion.
But what about sin?
I am justified. Which means I'm declared righteous by God in
that's
spite
right.
of myself. And you said yourself it was grace. Well,
but that only
it was grace.
Oh,
it was
boy.
Grace.
Oh. But that only applies.
Grace only
if you're
applies.
Saved.
But that,
if you
that's repent, like saying grace works.
You can't be justified and still sin. Won't
Wait
work.
A minute. It won't work. You can't be justified and still sin.
That's right.
But sin is, again, the very thing Jesus came to die for. That's
well,
why I'm not following you.
I,
it sounds like Jesus did not take away any sin because it's
that's
still
right.
hanging over my head.
That's right.
He didn't take
he
away.
He doesn't take them away until you repent.
Okay, so, okay, now we're getting down to the brass tacks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ did not take away sin. You're admitting.
On the cross.
He did not on
no,
the cross.
No, he died for him.
But he didn't
he
take
didn't,
him away.
That's right.
He did not take
that's
away.
That's right.
But John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of
that's
the world.
That's right.
But
repent.
You say, that depends on my cooperation.
You got to repent.
So I'm the most important side of the equation. When it comes to God's part and my part, God's part was Christ. My part, and apparently Christ didn't do the whole job. He didn't finish it on the cross. It's up to me now to be saved. It's up to me.
That's right.
You're making
that's
it
right.
up to a human being to
that's
save
right.
himself.
That's right.
And Christ didn't do it.
That's
boy.
Right.
That's
you're confusing what he did on the cross. You're thinking that he took the sins of the world away. He did not.
Yeah, he bore the sins on himself.
That's
and
right.
took them away.
But he did. That didn't take them away.
He sure did. He said, my sins are far ways east
no,
is from the west.
No,
from me.
No.
Well, that explains your position. I'll
yeah,
say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm glad you're the only guy I've seen who's at least honest enough to say that Jesus Christ did not take away your sins.
On the cross. That's right.
I wish more people would be that honest. Then more people would be repelled.
I know you're troubled with that, but
I'm troubled by your.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's okay.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no, we're able to talk about
read
this.
Read the
that's
Bible.
Good.
Go to 1 Peter. Read that verse.
I read Romans. I read the whole Bible many, many times.
Well, good.
And if Paul says, I'm justified by faith apart from works, and salvation by grace means that I'm not worthy of it. To say that I'm justified as long as I stop sinning makes justification up to me. And yet we were justified apart from law by Christ being crucified. And you say nothing happened at the crucifixion
no.
of Christ. Nothing
no.
happened.
No, wait a minute. Did I say nothing?
Okay.
Did I
fair
not
enough.
Say he died for our sins?
Yeah. And where does that leave
right
us?
Right there.
Where does that leave us?
Because now the ball is in your court.
Now the ball's in my court. So you're
you have to die to what he died for.
No, I died with Christ. We were crucified with Christ.
If,
you,
if you're saved.
That was before I was born. I was crucified with Christ. Before
no,
I was even born.
No, wait a minute. No. He only died for. He died for those whom he foreknew who would be saved by the shedding of his blood. He foreknew that.
So
nobody.
He doesn't decide ahead of time? He doesn't decide ahead of time?
He knows ahead of time. He knows ahead of time. He doesn't decide.
He doesn't know ahead of time.
He doesn't say you and you are going to heaven and you are going to.
Well, God says he's the potter and he picks vessels. He makes vessels of honor and dishonor from the same lump of clay. That goes against.
You're getting into predestination, and I agree. It's a very difficult subject.
It's a difficult subject.
It is.
It's a difficult subject only if you're trying to make predestination agree with free will. There's no compatibility there. I think you're trying to have free will and predestination. And I wrestled with that too.
Well,
and it's impossible. It's impossible.
God, all I know is that God foreknew who would mm-hmm. be saved before the foundation of heaven. Now, how would
yeah,
a person.
I agree with that.
How would a person know then? How can they know? If God, let's say I'm not saved. If God foreknew me, then uh-huh. he knows whether I'm going to make it or not, right?
Yeah.
So how will I know?
When you believe, when
that's
you believe,
right.
That's how
right.
you know.
All I'm doing is confirming what he foreknew.
But what you're telling me is that who he doesn't foreknow, he purposely damns them to hell.
No.
That's
no,
a Calvinist
no.
position.
Well, I know.
It's a Calvinist.
It's a big subject, and it's been argued for centuries.
And I'm holding you up. You got to pass out more of these. So I just want to say thanks for the conversation.
God bless you, buddy.
I appreciate
it. Yeah,
God bless
man.
You, too.
What's your name?
My name's Martin.
Martin?
You can find me. I have some videos on YouTube. You can find them at martinzender.com. Martin Zender.
Send me an email on that, will you?
Still helpless. But you're telling me I have to help myself. But how can I? I'm helpless.
No, Scripture's not going to contradict itself.
No.
The key of the word in all the Bible is the six-letter word, repent. If you don't...
Repent. But I'm helpless. I can't repent. I've been locked
that's
up
right.
in sin.
You're helpless to save
up.
Yourself.
But you're telling me I have to save myself.
No.
Guys,
you know
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Have a nice
okay.
talk.
All right.
Okay, that poor guy was confused as hell. But I never got a Christian to admit that Jesus didn't save anyone on the cross. That's amazing. A Christian actually said what they truly believe, that Jesus Christ saved no one from their sin. He didn't take away any sin. That's what the guy said. Jesus took no sins away at the cross. Wow. The guy must have some kind of brain worm, because he can't see how that denies the entire work of cross. And he wasn't too impressed when I brought John the Baptist. Jesus Christ takes away the sin of the world. No, you take away the sin of the world. Oh my God. Then this poor lady comes up and he tries to corral her into his mess. And this guy, of course, this guy is right aligned with Johnny Green. Repent, repent, repent. How can I hook Johnny Green up with this guy? They're soulmates, baby. Okay. That was interesting, disgusting. But he's a nice guy, but that just shows you the enemy, they're nice people. The enemy, that guy's an enemy of the cross. He's a Christ denier. He's of the synagogue of Satan. He's a disciple of Baal Peor, and yet the nicest guy. But if he found out what I really believed, he would cast a ballot for my crucifixion. No doubt in my mind, no doubt in my mind. I told him I made some videos. I gave him, he gave me his email address, so. His name's Jim. My God. And then he's corrupting that poor woman there. There it is in a microcosm. He's corrupting that poor woman. I repent. I said, no, Jesus saves helpless people. Well, as long as you help yourself. What a walking contradiction that guy is. But to get a Christian, I feel like I've made did an amazing thing, amazing service today for the body of Christ. I found a Christian who said that Jesus took away no sins at the cross. That's the only consistent Christian I've ever met. The only one. Jesus took away nothing. Jesus took away no sin. All your sins are still standing against you, and salvation is up to you. That guy said it right there. Salvation is not up to Christ, not up to God. It's up to you, even though you're helpless. Now, he didn't like that verse. He didn't like Romans 11:32. God locks all up together in stubbornness. He didn't like the potter and the clay. He admitted that was a problem, potter and the clay. Yeah, God's sovereignty with free will, just hard to understand. No, it's not. It's just hard to make them coexist. No, I'm nuts. But that's the kind of guy that crucified Christ. That's a Pharisee right there. That's what you just saw, was a Pharisee in a wheelchair. Oh, the poor guy's in a wheelchair. Oh, the poor guy. He's an enemy of the cross, and he's corrupting the message of the cross. And the lake of fire was made for guys like that. He's out there making disciples who are double the sons of Gehenna that he is. Why are people looking at me funny? I don't understand. I need to get a soapbox. Come on here with a megaphone. Preach the gospel. The true gospel. All right, I've done my service for today. I got more service to do later this afternoon when I make MZTV. Listen, I got to make sure you understand this. That guy's heart is dark. Darkened is his unintelligent heart. That man is evil. He's evil. Little helpless guy in a wheelchair. Right. Yes. Yes. I have spoken truth. The horn of truth has sounded. Yeah. This guy. No. He would cast a ballot to crucify Christ and walk away, wiping his hands like Pilate did. And done his duty for the day. Wipe out error, wipe out apostasy by killing Christ. Wipe out opposition to the truth, just like Saul was out to kill the followers of Christ. That guy, I'm a follower of Christ. That man's a follower of tradition. He's a follower of Christianity. He's a follower of Baal Peor. And that guy would put me to death if he could cast the ballot anonymously. If he didn't have to drive the nails himself, because he's too good for that. He's too good for that. He's not going to drive the nails himself, but he's going to cast his ballot and walk away knowing he's done his duty for the day. Oh, my God. That's Saul the Pharisee right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's Saul the Pharisee. Only he's more deceptive. Saul the Pharisee was a mean-ass son of a bitch. This guy's nice. That's the deceit. I'm telling you, almost all the Pharisees were like that guy. There were some hard-ass Pharisees like Saul, but I think the majority were like kindly old men who cast the ballot at our Lord's trial to put him to death. That's what that guy would do to any one of us. Sweet little man in a wheelchair, he would cast the ballot of death against any one of us, because he's an enemy of the cross. He's a friend of Satan. His father is the adversary. I should have told him all this while I was with him. I should have. But I'm just full of it now. But my God, I should have told him that. Do him a favor. Let's see if he'd run over me in his wheelchair. That would have been something. I have to pass the camera on to somebody else. Film me. Hurry up. Film me while this guy's running me over with his wheelchair. This is the closest I'm going to get to a public crucifixion.